I'm Henry App with VPR News. State officials say Vermont is experiencing what they call a holiday surge of COVID-19, with more than 1,100 new cases added in the last week. VPR's Liam Elder Connors has more.
The pandemic is raging nationwide, and while Vermont has some of the lowest case numbers in the country, the state is still seeing cases rapidly increase. Commissioner of Financial Regulation Michael Pichak says over the last 5 days, Vermont recorded more cases than it did between May and September.
We are now forecasting a trajectory for cases that will continue to rise until early February, possibly even approaching 300 cases a day on average.
But Pichak says Vermont could avoid such a dramatic increase if people redouble efforts to follow public health guidance, like wearing masks and avoiding gathering. For VPR News, I'm Liam Elder Connors.
Congressman Peter Welch says he'll be voting tonight in favor of legislation that calls on Vice President Mike Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment. Under the amendment, the vice president and a majority of cabinet members can determine that the president is unfit to remain in office.
The 25th Amendment would be his inner circle, essentially accepting responsibility that they have to put the well-being of the country ahead of their loyalty to Trump.
If, as expected, Pence does not act, Welch says the House will move to impeach the president. And Governor Phil Scott is warning people who want to rally in Montpelier this weekend to not be, quote, pawns of extremists looking to overthrow the government. Scott says people have a right to protest, but they should be wary of those planning these events. Vermont law enforcement officials say they're working with federal authorities to gather information about potential demonstrations. The forecast for tonight, mostly cloudy, some scattered snow showers, lows in the upper teens to mid-20s. For VPR News, I'm Henry Epp.